This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How can we overcome these shortcomings, which make us seemingly worse after Ramadan sometimes, rather than better? How can we overcome the shortcomings which lead us into this situation?
Firstly, Muslims should realize that Ramadan is not a sort of tradition or a custom that we have to pray and fast, you know, and only do these acts because it's a particular time period. It should rather be to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it's a fard. And if you do it the right way, it will remain throughout the year, inshallah. And Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Hijr, chapter 15, verse number 99, and serve thy Lord until the hour is certain, that means until your death. That doesn't mean you only serve and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. Serve Him throughout your life, till the last day of your life, till you die. And we should strive in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should be with people who are righteous. After the month of Ramadan is over, we should be with people who are righteous, who are on the straight path, so that, as the Quran says, that help each other in birr and taqwa. You have to guide each other and help each other to strengthen each other's faith so that we are on the right path. And we should not find it difficult to perform the acts of worship. We should not find it as boring or as burdensome, because people don't know the real reason. That is the reason they feel it is boring, etc. And we have to strive for the right thing. As Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Ankabut, chapter number 29, verse number 69, if you strive in our path, we will open up our pathways for you. If you jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jihad fi sabilillah, strive in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make the task easy for you. And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, volume number 4, hadith number 6778, where the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that paradise is surrounded by hardships and hell is surrounded by temptations. You know, so people think it's very hard to do all these acts of worship and the good deeds, and they're tempted by the Satan towards the hell. So we should avoid the khutwatu shaitan, that's the footsteps of the devil, and stay on the straight path. That's very important. And we should see to it that we should strive in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way. And these hardships will benefit us in this world as well as in the akhirah. And the best dua for this is that we lay our life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is mentioned in the Quran in Surah Anam, chapter number 6, verse number 162, which says that Inna salati wa nusuki wa ma yahya wa mati lillahi rabbil alameen, that verily my prayers and my service for sacrifice and my life and my death are all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the cherisher of all the worlds. So we tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we pray to Him that my prayer is only to You, and my service and my sacrifice for You alone. My life and my death is for You alone, the Lord of all the worlds. And then inshallah, Allah will keep us on the straight path, and that will help us to be steadfast till next Ramadan.